To say that someone has got COVID is no joke. Even in jest, it's something that is very taboo for us because it's so serious. Our reaction when we hear of someone who has contracted it is often fear, worry, maybe even a bit of sadness. It's kind of taken on this life of its own. And of course, if anyone has gotten it, or if you've come in contact with anyone who's had it, then you got to be quarantined. And I know some people who have done the 14-day self-quarantine voluntarily because of an interaction they've had or coming back from overseas or what have you. And with all of that, we can relate to the leper in today's gospel probably better than at any point in our lives before. Even if we're not sick, it's ingrained in us now to keep distance from people. Obviously, you're all doing a very good job of that, thank you. That's why we don't break the rules. But it's ingrained of us to be distant, to have some fear of being in crowds, not wanting to go to restaurants, and the list goes on. Now, I'm not judging those practices by any means. My point is that we know the feeling of isolation and fear of getting the disease in a whole new way. It's hit home to us in a way that we never dreamed was possible. And so in my own prayer, I've wrestled with the balance between being safe and responsible while at the same time placing everything in God's hands. How is it that we approach Jesus trusting that he can and will make us clean while also not doing anything to increase the odds of getting sick or getting someone else sick? You see what I mean? That balance, that kind of fine line we have to walk. And I still haven't come up with a good answer, so if you're waiting for one at the end of the homily, there won't be. But wanted to share that bit of reflection because what I am coming to realize is that whatever we do, whatever we're comfortable with, must be done with trust in the Holy Spirit. It's not an either or. We still, like, it's our point, our job to be like the leper who approaches Jesus with faith, asking for healing. So whether we decide to put a mask on or not, what if we said a prayer to the Holy Spirit, asking that he keep us all safe? Something as simple as saying, "Come, Holy Spirit," as we put on our mask, or as we walk out the door, or we walk into the store. That simple little phrase, short little prayer. What difference would that alone make in our lives? What if we could say a glory be, or some simple prayer from the heart every time we get hand sanitizer and we hear the little mechanical sound that's become so common? For all the times that we soap up our hands, if we could say even a short prayer each time, think of how often or how much more we'd be adding prayer to our day. This would at least be a start to involving God in all the new practices that we've had to put into our lives. It'll also interject more opportunities for prayer. And maybe most importantly, it will help heal us of the anger and or fear that we have with everything going on. Whether physically ill or not, we all have emotional and spiritual wounds that need to be healed. If you're fearful, then invite God into what you do to be safe and ask him to alleviate the fear. It's certainly understandable to be afraid, no doubt about it. But God didn't create us to live in fear and didn't build his church to operate in fear. The church, as Pope Francis has often said, is a field hospital. And this is the place where you come to be healed, to let go of what stresses you, and to let Jesus transform the worries, anxieties, and fears. Anything we can do to help ourselves and each other to recover is a good thing. Many of us are angry, and again, understandable for all different sorts of reasons. Yet we're not created to live in anger either. And so the same holds true. Whatever we can do to process that anger, to channel it and live it out in a healthy way so so it doesn't control us, is a good thing. And none of that can be done alone. It must be done with Jesus, our divine physician. And so, as I said, I still don't think I have all too good of an answer. Still reflecting on what all this means, especially as things change by the week, even by the day. Where is the line between courage and safety, faith and responsibility? And in reality, it's probably a line that keeps moving as things change. But in the meantime, to bring our faith, to bring our God into the new routines of our life can only do good. In doing so, we can humbly approach Jesus and ask him to make us clean.